fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of June. The preparative of the day. I want you to learn something that almost no Americans, I would say no more than 2% of American adults have ever heard of the ultraviolet index. Quite frankly, 2% is a bit optimistic. You need to learn this yourself. What is the ultraviolet index? What does it mean? How to protect yourself? How it causes harm? This is energy coming at us from our sun every day. A beginning point may be to go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the right side to the tile that gives the it's a link to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. You put in any zip code you like, and you will get the ultraviolet index for that day, as well as a link to show you which levels mean what. Once you get to 7s and 8s, the sun, the way the sun is operating now, the sun can burn you through your clothing. That's how powerful the sun is. And many people I talk to, they say that within moments of going outside these days, any exposed skin has a tingling, burning sensation. That's what people are telling me, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff Nyquist is a gentleman who began a quest more than 2 decades ago to educate himself, become quite knowledgeable, to the point where he's become an accomplished author and a frequent guest on radio talk shows about the true threat posed to all of us by international communism. His website is jrnyquist.com, and there's a link on my link page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Can you hear me? You can't
hear
me?
I hear you now. I hear you now. I hear
okay.
You now.
All right.
Okay. Well, the news cycle continues to take twists and turns that are unexpected. Now the news cycle is focusing on showing photographs of children locked up, taken during the Obama administration. And then the mass media criticizing Donald Trump for doing what's been done for several administrations, which is something that's done nationwide, which is to not incarcerate children with their parents when the parents are arrested and charged with a crime. Now we're doing something, Jeff, for non-Americans that, and special treatment that Americans don't get themselves. American citizens don't get special housing for them and their children when they're arrested for bank robbery or shoplifting or armed criminal action. Do they, Jeff?
No, they don't.
How about that? So why should we do this for illegal aliens? I'm kind of mystified why we give them special treatment. Now, accommodations for a family and being incarcerated is incredibly more expensive than your typical jail. I would think it would be. I've been around a lot of jails, and I cannot imagine the extra logistics involved, the extra manpower involved, the facilities that would have to be involved compared to cell blocks that they've been using now for decades. It would be very burdensome economically to provide that kind of housing, wouldn't it, sir?
Yes, it would. Yeah.
So the people behind this, and this is where your expertise comes in, are influenced by what's called Marxism and cultural Marxism, anything and everything to make what we do look like it's something inhumane and wrong and un-American, right, Jeff?
Yeah, because they have to destroy the Republic, and of course the Republic is hanging by a thread. If they can flood the country, make us feel guilty enough to flood the country with people from other cultures and other groups that will vote for socialists that can become Democratic voters, then they can make a permanent one-party state in the United States, and they can ride roughshod over the rest of us.
That's right, and that's the goal. I don't know how much you heard of last hour's show, but Hillary Clinton has publicly decried our system of electing presidents, and she doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. What was put in place by the Founding Fathers was to prevent us from becoming a democracy, and they want that to go away and have the popular vote actually elect presidents, don't they, sir?
Yes, of course, because, you know, a lot of people don't know why the Founding Fathers distrusted democracy, and it goes back to Aristotle. Aristotle said in his Politics that democracy was the worst form of government. You might say, how could he say that? Because in ancient Greece, they tried it in Athens, and it was a disaster. The Athenian democracy that people often brag about was a total democracy. It was a one-man, one-vote. Of course, slaves didn't vote in Athens, and the women didn't vote. But it was a one-man, one-vote, didn't matter what your class was, didn't matter if you owned property or not, you got to vote. And in Athens, they ended up becoming, a sort of crazed imperial power that went around murdering people, annihilated whole towns and cities. So they had that experience in the generation before Aristotle that democracy was unstable, it was potentially vicious, it was potentially mass murdering. When the lowest classes became subject to a demagogue, and where are we going to remember Hitler? That what you really wanted in a state was checks and balances, and democracy was only one check and balance. That the people could vote was a check on the aristocrats. So you wanted a check on the rich and a check on the poor. You want everybody to keep everybody else honest, which is the system that our Founding Fathers made, which is not really a democracy, was not supposed to be a democracy, but was supposed to be just a system of checks and balances.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, the original Constitution called for United States senators to basically be voted on or appointed by the state legislatures. Once again, another check and balance to help prevent us from becoming a democracy, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It was important for the states, for federalism to work, that each one of the states would have a chance to, say, put the brakes on something that was detrimental to that particular state if the national government was going to do it. That was eliminated. You know, the closer you get to the lowest common denominator, it's not really a good thing. And one of the problems with mass government, one of the problems that arises with mass government, is that the masses are not well informed and they're easily manipulated by some of the politicians, especially the ones that promise them everything they want. In the 19th century, the famous British statesman and historian William Macaulay, Thomas Macaulay, said that he was asked to review a book on Jefferson, and he said, "You know, I don't really care for Mr. Jefferson that much because he made your Constitution more democratic, and he emphasized that element. He said your Constitution," he thought, was too democratic, being British. Of course, now theirs is more democratic than ours. He said, a democratic constitution is all sail and no rudder. And one day you're going to have a depression. You're going to have a demagogue. He's going to tell the people that he can give them what they want. They're going to get what they want, and your country will never get out of that depression. It will become a dictatorship. Yeah.
Jeff, you still reside in California, don't you?
Oh gosh, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I am sorry to hear that. But as long as you're there, there's a one of your fellow residents out there, Mr. Mark Dice, D-I-C-E. He has a YouTube channel. Have you ever seen any of Mark's work?
No, I haven't.
What he's known for is man in the street interviews. I can give you one example. Since the 4th of July is next week, he's on the beach there in California. It's a beautiful 4th of July day, sunny and bright, and he's got his microphone and a cameraman standing in front of him, and he interviews people randomly on the beach, on the boardwalk there, in their holiday attire, and he asks them what's being celebrated on the 4th of July. And these are American adults, and almost none of them can tell them what's being celebrated on the 4th of July, Jeff. Another example, he has in one hand Hershey's chocolate bars, in the other hand, silver bars. And he offers people in the street, interviewing them, their choice to have either a Hershey chocolate bar or a silver bar. And we're talking the metal silver here. And they take the Hershey chocolate bar. Point being, these are the people voting in our elections, Jeff. And it's pretty scary. Mm-hmm. We got a caller on hold here. So I do recommend Mark Dice just to get a handle on the true level of intelligence among the general public in this country. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to bring up something I just found out. That there was an election in New York, and they brought in a card-carrying socialist, 28-year-old woman, who defeated an incumbent Democrat. And basically, they're saying this is what they want to do moving forward with the Democratic Party. And apparently, she got lots and lots of support. And I'd like to know if your guests could comment on that.
Okay. That's a headline on Drudge this morning, by the way, Jeff. They got a photograph of this attractive young woman. It says, Millennial Rocks Democratic Party. She defeated a 10-term congressman in New York City. And her name is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 28-year-old Latina, running her first campaign. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The country has been moving to the left. I mean, they control the universities, the schools, right down to the elementary schools. In most states and places, they control the major newspapers. the major television stations. I mean, look at Disney. Look at the movies that Disney puts out. I mean, there's a Marxist subtext in Disney movies now. And so we shouldn't be surprised that people under 30 have been indoctrinated and are you know, moving in this direction. But not just people that age. The political scientist Glenn Grossclose wrote a book a few years ago called The Left Turn, in which he basically tracked through objective measurements, you know, political science measurements, the consistent movement from right to left of America politically, of newspapers, of the Congress. One of the most shocking facts he brought out was that the Democratic Congress of 1979 was more conservative, significantly more conservative, than the Republican Congress of 1999. That's one of the measurements that he objectively made.
I'd be interested to see how they were able to measure that and decide that.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate your input on this. I think it's interesting that this type of thing is beginning to happen in Wisconsin. We are in a dogfight to get rid of Tammy Baldwin out of the Senate seat, and it's going to get really nasty. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, Fred, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Something we mentioned in the first hour, Jeff, and is to encourage our listeners to register, if they're not registered, to encourage them to vote, and encourage all their conservative friends and relatives to vote also. I wouldn't encourage any liberals or Democrats to vote, but I would certainly encourage all the conservatives to vote. How about yourself there, Jeff?
Yeah, and you know, conservatives do come out and vote more regularly because they feel a moral duty. It's actually, there's more Democratic voters, but they don't show up at the polls. So that's the one thing that saved us, that's kept us from the Republic from slipping away completely. But people need to vote to save the Republic, especially when the people we're voting against are ready to resort to violence if they win.
And that's becoming more and more, you know, within the alternative media, I'm seeing multiple reports being written, expressed by people, prominent people in the, I should say, in the alternative media, expressing their concerns about a new civil war, either about to start or already having started. It won't be a civil war like anything like we had in 1861. It would be something entirely different. Civil wars are not anything that I want to be anywhere around. And I would certainly do my best to protect my family from the consequences of civil war. But you've probably been reading some of these reports yourself. Do you have any feedback on that, Jeff?
Yeah, well, they're starting to try to use violence to intimidate Republicans, conservatives, threats of assassination. I think that this is going to be increasing. Look, if you go back to the Spanish Civil War, if you go back to Allende in Chile in the early 70s, the communists use these methods. When they get enough power, when they feel that they're close to it and they can get away with it because the right is weak, if they sense our weakness, they will use the ultimate weapon, which is to kill and to be violent. I think I mentioned a year ago, last spring, the Rose Parade in Portland, Oregon was canceled because the communists of Antifa said they were going to assault the parade and physically attack the Republicans because Republicans would be marching in the Rose Parade. And they canceled the parade. Well, and here you have a city here, in the Northwest, where it's already... Yeah, it's already happening.
Backing down on that was the wrong thing. Okay, we got a break here. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th June, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. The web page is linked on my website at thelibertyman.com. That's jrnyquist.com. Jeff, I know you're writing a new article, which will probably be the foundation for a book. Any updates on that, sir?
Get it out on Monday, but I'm still perfecting it. The first part is quite long. And you know, it's about how communism got inside the government here. And I give some concrete examples. I show some congressional testimony. And, of course, that was more than a half a century ago. That was in our grandparents' generation. And if you understand how far they got back then, you understand why they're so powerful now. Why the deep state is the communists in the government, and that's what it is. And they are a conspiracy, and they're trying to overthrow our social system, our constitution, and our way of life, because they have, of course, their brave new world they want to bring on us, which will be quite terrible because it was terrible in Cuba and China and Russia and North Korea. It always is terrible.
We had a caller... a regular caller, he's probably listening, Paul from New Jersey. He was pointing out the corruption in our American system, and our response was right on, Jeff. And that's corruption is part of all governments all the time. That's just the nature of human beings being in positions where they can take advantage of those positions. The difference is the level of corruption and how harmful it is. Yes, of course there's corruption in our American system. That's a given. Compared to the corruption in Russia and China and Cuba and North Korea, it's child's play, isn't it?
It is. And Paul, of course, is a national socialist. He liked Hitler. And I might say that the Nazi regime was exceedingly corrupt. This has been well documented. because there were no checks and balances. If you were loyal to Hitler, you could do pretty much what you wanted. And so there was there were lots of abuses of power, lots of embezzlement of government monies, all kinds of these problems that you have within all socialist systems. Because, I mean, after all, socialism is the system without the proper checks and balances.
Right, it is. Well, I've been part of the American judicial system since 1972, and as bad as it is, and there certainly has its many faults, nobody's ever devised a better system that I'm aware of, have they, Jeff?
No. I mean, this is, I mean, look, we can't make a utopia. It's not possible. You're talking about human beings. Human beings are, you know, they're born in sin. They do bad things.
You touched on something incredibly important here we need to address. And I have friends that are socialists, and they're true believers. They believe that their mission in life is to be part of a movement to create this utopia. They really do believe that, Jeff. It's which, if you're 18 years old, I could see where you could believe that. And but once you reach maturity, 25 to 30 years old, and you still believe that, I think you're hopelessly lost. How about you?
Well, it's like being an adult and believing in the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy. I mean, it's not, you ought to be mature enough to know that isn't the way the world can work. It can't be. And you're only empowering people who are either crazy or, you know, in terms of what they believe, or people who are so cynical and evil that they are going to use all that to empower themselves above everyone else. So, yeah.
I got a note here from a listener going back to the ultraviolet index. He did his own readings at his location and found his personal readings were as much as 3 points higher than the official EPA ultraviolet index, which is crazy, a huge difference. And he also mentions a website he recommends, wonderground.com. That's wunderground.com is a place to set up a personal weather station. I'm not sure how that works, but apparently if it does, that would be a good thing. Jeff, what you and I advocate is for people to educate themselves about what's going on behind the scenes with the people who are useful idiots, to use the terminology of the communists. They get their hands on American men and women who want to do the right things for the right reason and manipulate them, massage them, and have them forward the agenda of the communists, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they do. And, you know, it's the amount of disinformation that people have to sort through now, it's no wonder people are bewildered, because even intelligent people are being fed things that if they don't do their homework, they're going to be misled and tricked by just hearing it over and over again on the news media. And you know, I mean, how many people believe that President Trump is somehow a Russian puppet because Hillary Clinton said it and the media has been implying it or saying it, the mainstream media, for the last year and a half?
Amazing. Amazing. Well, they just keep repeating and repeating and repeating in an attempt to convince people that it's real.
Yeah, they've been repeating and repeating and repeating. And it's not going to be a good picture of people believing.
It won't be. It won't be. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things at my website. We've got a tile there to boycott Dick's Sporting Goods and Field & Stream Sporting Goods. They've turned out to be very anti-Second Amendment, and you don't need to patronize them. Let's see. We've got some interesting videos there. This was one that John Wayne did in 1970. It's very heartwarming. You youngsters out there, you may not recognize a lot of them, but he managed to convince quite a few of the major Hollywood stars to participate in this little. It's a short video where they're singing a patriotic song. Nice to watch that once or twice a year. And also at my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up, write a personal thank you note in there that I place in the order with it, the energy cleaner and the mattress pad. I take it to the little Cherryville post office in Cherryville, Missouri, and ship it to you priority mail, wherever you might be, anywhere on the planet. I've not shipped any to the Antarctic, but every other continent I have. We've had some issues with things going to some countries. A lady in Spain recently had some issues dealing with her postal service, but typically they go right through. The energy cleaner will help you if you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. What are you waiting for? Why put up with the pain? Not getting a great night's sleep, taking pharmaceutical products, that's not good. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. So get your energy cleaner, get your mattress pad to go with it. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, I do take checks and money orders. You can send those to my address, which is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jeff, let's continue, sir.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if you saw Diana West's latest, a couple articles ago. He had an amazing piece tying this Ripple murders, in, or the not murders, the poisoning of the GRU agent who was poisoned in Great Britain along with his daughter. There's a link to Mr. Steele, the MI6 agent who originated the Trump-Russia report, the dirty dossier. This Skripal guy actually did some consulting for Steele. And there's some indication that some of the information in the dossier came from Mr. Skripal. But the interesting thing that's come out in the British press is that Mr. Skripal, a man named Morozov, says that Skripal was in touch with the Russian embassy in Great Britain. Now, that's really interesting.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Diana West's website up here, and it's an interesting website. She's the author of several books. One of them is titled "The Death of the Grown Up." Then we've got "No Fear," and "The Rebuttal." That's her three books. She has another one. There's a fourth book, "American Betrayal: The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character."
Yeah,
and he's also available in audio form. I really like audio books. When I'm traveling, I use audio books to make the miles melt away.
Yeah. Her "American Betrayal" is really important, a very important book, because she talks about right there what happened to this country. Why is this country becoming so crazy? And of course, it is the communists. They've gotten into the country. They've changed our culture, and all that you see around us, the cultural Marxism. This is part of their strategy for changing the young people, destroying our traditions, taking away our history, and disorienting us so that they can give us a new orientation, which is totalitarian ideology.
That's right.
Communism.
That's right. Well, there's multiple fronts that are being fought. And behind the scenes, and I'm sure it's coming out of the Kremlin from what I've read, there's orchestration of these seemingly unrelated matters behind the scenes, isn't there, Jeff?
Oh, yes. There's a massive coordination. The evidence is overwhelming. And yes, indeed, Beijing and Moscow are heavily involved with the local communists in doing this. And there is a plan. People don't realize that going back to the 1920s and 30s, American socialists were going to Russia to be educated and trained in how to make a revolution here, how to change the country here. And so they weren't just simply people that came out of nowhere. They went to Russia. They were motivated to be educated there, to be trained there, and to come back here to affect us. And Moscow is sort of the international capital of the communist movement. It has been for a long time. And, of course, they've set that aside. They've hidden themselves behind this fake collapse of communism in Russia, where even the Communist Party in Russia has pretended to go away. But it isn't the first time. They pretended to go away during World War II when the Comintern was dissolved. and Stalin opened the churches in Russia. It was just all something to placate us and to trick us into thinking they weren't still after us. But they were the whole time. And that's why they're building weapons in Russia. You know, that's why Putin is announcing weapons, you know, this new tsunami bomb warhead. What do they call it? Poseidon warhead that just wipes out whole coastal cities with giant tsunamis.
Right.
You know.
Going back to Diana, her name is Diana West, and her website is dianawest.net. DianaWest.net. It's a place to get some great educational material, get your hands on these books. It looked like they were well-written books that will help educate people about the true nature of what we're facing, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. She is really excellent. And her piece that she did a few days ago, I think it was Monday, a few days ago she did the piece on the Skripal assassination attempt in Britain. And there's a lot of strange things about this case, and it does link in with the whole attack on the president here in this country. The communist networks include CIA, MI6. You know, they've infiltrated. The prime thing to infiltrate is our intelligence services and our FBI and the British MI5 to infiltrate the government, you know, because first they want to infiltrate the intelligence services so that their agents are protected, because if our intelligence is working properly, we will uncover their agents. So they need to get in there to protect their agents. So they've been working for decades to get in. And so if you want to know why the intelligence services have turned against the president, here's a president who's not a communist. Why didn't they turn the intelligence services turn against Obama? He had an outright communist background. He was trained by a communist named Frank Marshall Davis. So, you know, whose FBI file says that he probably was a KGB agent as well. So why is this president suddenly the subject of investigation for connections to Moscow when this has been true for the Clintons and for Obama?
It's a That's coming. The Mueller investigation, it's been more than a year. You know, I've been an investigator myself since 1973, Jeff, and I never had the kind of resources Mueller's had at his fingertips, but I have a pretty good idea of what can and should be done with the vast resources the FBI backing you up in the Department of Justice, and the fact that they've been at this more than a year of comp with nothing at all. They found extraneous matters of people connected to Donald Trump, but nothing connected to Donald Trump at all, and which tells me there's nothing there, and there won't be. But what he's doing, what Donald Trump is doing, is getting his people in place in the Department of Justice and the FBI so that they can move forward with real indictments of real criminals, and it's going to begin hopefully before the midterm elections. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, I think it is going to be, because there's a real push to push the investigation forward, because the Inspector General is coming out with another report, and it's expected to be damaging to Mueller, and in fact, it would justify the president firing this special investigation, and so therefore he needs to rush. He's trying to rush to get the report out before that happens. Because when this next report comes out, which may completely justify a disbanding of the whole project, he's got to get it out. So there's an interesting race going on. I mean, thank goodness for the checks and balances in the system. If there weren't any checks and balances, none of the corrections would even be remotely applicable here.
That's true. That's very true. Well, all I can do is once again say thank God for Donald Trump being our president. If Hillary had been elected, we would be in the throes of seeing our republic completely dismantled by now, wouldn't we, sir?
Yeah, she would be I think she was going to be the final step, because Obama had moved away. The military would have been continuously defunded. we would be completely vulnerable to the Chinese and the Russians at the moment they're at the peak of their buildup. And, of course, our Constitution would have been broken down more by Hillary Clinton's lawlessness. I mean, she's very bold, much more bold in her lawlessness than Mr. Obama. And he was pretty bold himself.
And she would do her best. It would probably take a constitutional amendment to do away with the Electoral College. I'm not positive, but I think it would. But she would be moving in that direction as well to guarantee she could get reelected, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah, if she could get enough votes. It's really hard to change the Constitution, especially right now. I doubt that they don't have enough votes. But she would have flooded the country with illegal aliens. She would have opened the floodgates. And, of course, it would have, we would have been in a much worse financial condition. We could have been next near to financial collapse. You know, after a few years of her.
I was shocked and very pleasantly surprised at how rapidly the U.S. economy turned around under Donald Trump. The lowest rate of unemployment across the board, the lowest rate of unemployment for African Americans in probably 40 plus years. The capital coming back to this country by the billions of dollars coming back. Manufacturing coming back, and this guy's only been president for a year and a half. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, but it shows you how much Obama was clamping down the economy and intentionally trying to ruin it. His overspending, his big government regulations, they were strangling. The economy was literally strangling. You know, we lost a lot of top manufacturing jobs and some tech jobs here in California during the last recession. I mean, California's even having a rebound, of course, which is amazing. But all those years, those several years of Obama after the supposed Obama recovery, those really top-paying jobs did not come back. You know, people were coming back to flip burgers is what they were doing.
Exactly. Well, we get three. It would be the rest of Donald Trump's term. He may or may not run. Mike Pence appears to be pretty much a clone of Donald Trump in terms of policy, but with his own style. Of course, he's a lot more subdued. It wouldn't be a social media person like Donald Trump. But I would think that Mike Pence would probably continue policies of Donald Trump. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think he would. He seems like a sensible man. When you saw I assume you saw the vice presidential debate during the election where Pence
I didn't see that.
I watched the whole thing, and I was very impressed with Pence. He's a very smart man. A man of dignity and apparently a man of learning. His knowledge and his grasp was really, it inspired confidence that this was a person who could step up and be president. So I think he was a good pick. Of course, everyone is yet to be seen. It's hard, however, to match somebody like this president in terms of his courage. Donald Trump doesn't care about all this negative press, which would intimidate any other person in the White House. And the death threats this president, President Trump, has received are unprecedented. No other president has had his life threatened as much as this one. So just the courage to do this, to stand up for the country, that's one of the reasons we really underestimate the power of cowardice to affect change. And I think a lot of people, ordinary Americans, don't realize that within the elite in this country, there's been a social intimidation applied to conservatives. If you're a conservative at a university, you are intimidated into staying quiet because your career is threatened. If you're a conservative in certain other walks of life, like journalism, also you are asked to mute your own opinions and to not tell certain truths. And this is what's made, by the way, why the left seems so crazy, is that nobody's really called them out. And this president makes them crazy by telling the truth about what they're doing. And it's something to behold, really. It really is.
Well, it is. And our job is to bring these facts out to people, stimulate some thought, stimulate some interest so they can go on and read the books, do the homework, and educate themselves so they in turn can educate other people. Right, Jeff?
Yep, that's the way we have to do it. We have to.
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of June, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, we got our last caller here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Yes. John, y'all may have discussed it. I had to drop off. But did y'all see this about this Joe Crowley, I think it is, in New York City that got...
We talked about that, yeah. fourth-ranking Democrat in Congress, upset by a 28-year-old who never run for office before. It's big news. It's really big news.
Pete, that ought to be a message out to these people that we're tired of this nonsense that's been going on. The great change
that's
may
not
be
the
happening.
Message. In this case, that's not the message, Jerry. The woman that beat him was a out-and-right socialist. That's the message. Is she was far to the left of an already a liberal Democrat.
Well,
how about
that?
That's
off the mind.
Jerry, it's New York. They don't think we're normal up there.
Yeah.
It's New York.
This is true. What's the demographics of where she is, too?
It's New York City. She's Latina. She's a Latino woman, and it's New York City, and they want everything for free, and that's bottom line. So,
well, if she wins, she's a newbie, so hopefully she won't have very much leverage for the first term.
She won't.
So that may be a positive right there.
Right.
So, y'all have a good day.
Okay, Jerry, thanks for the call. There are some glimmers of hope and light here occasionally, here and there, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah, well, one of the problems we have is that we've elected a Marxist without them actually, you know, saying that they're Marxists, like Obama and the Clintons. So it's kind of good to have them come out and say who they are, because this gives us a stronger position to be able to say, look, this is what these people really believe. This is what the Democratic Party is about. And so in a way, it's an advantage, because I think they're coming out too soon. I think that when people have a chance to see what a socialist is up close, they want to run the other way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, socialism works until you run out of other people's money, doesn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it doesn't work. That's the bottom line. Socialism does not work. It's never worked any place. It's been tried for even a short period of time. It eventually, the productive, hardworking people, eventually, unless there's a fence around a country like Cuba, they leave. And the only way Cuba has kept the high productive, educated people in their country for these decades has been Cuba has been a vast prison. So the doctors and other highly trained people who should be making a good living are kept there against their will. And that's how they do it, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it's a form of slavery. And the standard of living is lower and there's no freedom, which is perhaps the most important thing. And the government is brutal. And if you disagree with it, they will torture you, they will kill you, they will deprive your family of opportunities.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.